Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is Lia Valencia, and we talk about her journey from being homeless up to her own business, owning her business, and what it takes to get out of the rat race, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Yes. Hello, how are you doing? I hope everything is good.
I am excited, overjoyed, honored to be here with you.
It's awesome. I appreciate you for doing the podcast today. I know you probably have a lot to do, but yeah, I'm very happy to do the podcast with you.
It was a joy when you sent me the message. I'm like, yes, when? Let's do it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love your energy. You have a lot of energy. I like that when people have some power, because I think a lot of people, they're always like average and have no power and there's no energy, and I always love it when people have energy.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I was thinking of that. I'm like, I just did a 8th grade graduation speech for 8th graders who are moving to 9th grade today. Yep. That's where I'm coming from. And what takes you from just being okay or moving through life to excelling in life, standing out in life, shattering glass ceilings, defying odds? Well, one could say, like, it's your talents and your skills. But truthfully, my talents and skills may not be that great, but one thing I show up with is energy. And like,
that's true, yeah.
And the average person doesn't show up with energy. They show up with a neutralness to the environment. Yeah. And I show every emotion. If I'm happy, I'm happy. If I'm not really feeling it, I'm gonna let you know I'm not really feeling it. You know what I mean? And that just moves forward in life.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that. I love when people have energy. Sometimes people say that to me as well, because I mean, for you American guys, there's like a word. I'm pretty blunt because I'm very direct. I always tell how it is, and some people can deal with that, but a lot of them not. But for me, it doesn't matter, because it's always better to put out the truth.
Yeah.
And people know actually what's happening and how I'm reacting. It's way better than I'm just saying, okay, you're nice, but in fact, I don't like that person, whatever. So, yeah.
And you know what? My favorite people are blunt and straight, because I know who you are. Like, I know that when you love me, you really love me. And when you say something that's not against, you're like really having an opinion on it. So it makes me value it even more. Hi, everyone. Who's watching? True. I love a yellow handshake and a little yellow heart. But I just love, like, I think authenticity, you hear that word so much, like, thrown around. It is true, like, be whoever you are. Like, be direct. Be blunt, but don't be hurtful. And then when you're blunt without a negative intention, right? Because there's blunt with negative intention, and they're just blunt. Like, I'm going to just tell you who it is so you know. People know how to take you, and they love you for who you are, and they receive every word, and they hang on to every word because they know they can expect that from you. So I love people 100%. Like that.
that's awesome. Yeah, and before we go in all details and everything, tell people a little bit about you, your background, who you are, what you do, because your story is definitely very interesting. I think you're a great role model for many people. So, yeah, let's go.
Yes, my favorite part. My favorite part is to share where I come from, because you see a lot of people show up in the world and you think it's magical or someone gave it to, or they were chosen. And it's like, no, I come from super humble beginnings. I'm in United States in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, if anyone knows where that is. But I was born in the most impoverished poverty area of Philadelphia. Drugs on every corner, violence on the streets, like everything that you can imagine of tragedy was in the area that I was born in. And then my mother broke her leg in several places and she couldn't work anymore. So that little place in the horrible neighborhood, we lost. So we were then homeless. And my mother with three children had to take her three children to a homeless shelter where, I mean, that's a thing. Like, if anyone has experienced not having a home, it is one of the most tragic experiences, because that means you have nothing. Like, you have nowhere to lay your head, right? And home is where your comfort is. So you don't even have a comfort zone. And then imagine being a parent with three children, and now you don't have three children, right? And so that's where I lived. I lived in a homeless shelter until I was several years. But what the beauty of the story is that I love to share is the first day that we landed, and I black out like negative things in my life, but I remember this vividly. The first day we were in the homeless shelter, and the first homeless shelter we was at is like a big school room or gym, if anyone knows what that is, and these little bed cots close to each other, and then mothers with their children on one cot crying and moaning and all this sorrow around us. But the beauty of this story is, in the midst of all this, I remember my mother looking down at her three children, me being one of them, and saying, "Your predicament does not determine your destiny." And that is magical, right? Like, I was about third grade, so anyone perspective of what that age is, she was speaking life into our lives, and she couldn't change her predicament. She was bound by fear and by society, like stereotypes and all those things that had her physically bound, but mentally she chose to speak life into our life. And to me, that was like a seed planted. And then we stayed in the homeless shelter for several more years, and I start to become my environment. So I start to act negative. Whatever I saw I was doing, my grades were failing. I was that environment. And I say this day was the day that the light was turned on in my life. I'm coming back to the homeless shelter from school, acting up. And my mother stops me at the homeless shelter door. And she's like, "Do you want to be a leader or a follower?" And I don't understand this question. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Because right now you're following. You're following this environment that we're living in. And guess what? Everything you see around you is what you're going to become and what you're becoming. Or you can lead. You can lead your life. You can find that inner whisper inside of you, and you can go after your destiny." And then she allowed it for me to choose. And that just turned the light on my life immediately.
That's definitely very powerful. I mean, that's, if that's not a strong message that moves people, then I don't know.
It's so amazing. Thank you. Because it's so pertinent for today. Like, so you take me out of that young mindset. And then now I'm grateful. My mother passed at an early age through struggles. But now I'm able to speak in people's life that our predicament doesn't determine our destiny. Like, and I'm a living witness, because so what happened was...
100%.
That's 100%, right? What happened, I decided in that moment, at such a young age, I was like, wow, I have the power to choose. Because a lot of us think life is happening to us and that we have to be wherever life takes us. So we're just like this in life. Like, that's why we're always going depressed and really staying in the challenge, is because we're analyzing this inner power that we have. Is life hard? Absolutely. Maybe it's harder for some of us. But if we choose something, so in that moment, I decided and understood this choice thing, this power of this light that I have. And I start to ask, I went back to school the next day, asked my teachers, how do I get out of this predicament? How do I get better grades? How do I see different things? And these questions that I call millimeter movements now. I start doing little actions out of my predicament that had me then shatter glass ceilings. First person to ever go to college in my family and in that environment. Created a jewelry line, Valencia Key Jewelry, that is now... in QVC. QVC is a United States brand. I think they're in like Japan or in Asia and in Europe also. So QVC is a home shopping network that is in 100 million homes. So the tagline for me now is from homeless to 100 million homes. And it's all through the power of choosing your life. Magical.
It's awesome. Yeah, definitely. I mean, what you did and what you achieved is definitely incredible, because I think that's a lot of stories like that, and I can imagine there's many people in America who have a history like this, but a lot of them don't make it out of this because obviously you know the downside of living in a bad environment, how it is, drugs, in gangs, maybe with ladies not too much, but other bad things happen to them, but men definitely join gangs and kill and whatever. I mean, just look at people like Mike Tyson or so, but then at the same time, he also had that privilege and also maybe the lack, but I think good things happen for us, and when you work for it, then you can get out of this. Because many times people think, or we think, life happens to us. It happens actually for us, I always think.
It happens for us, and if we take that, if we just decide, like, I'm gonna find, I told myself, I was talking, I didn't sleep yesterday because I was excited about talking to the young youth. And
oh, I appreciate you.
So excited. Like, I was so excited about this. Like, it's an honor to keep persevering in life so that you could turn back and say, come on with me. Like, that is an honor. That is why my jewelry brand is called Valencia Key. And it is my middle and last name. So my mom had some magical blessing that she must have already foresaw. Yeah. But Valencia means brave, and key is unlocking. So the whole mission of my brand is to unlock this light and bravery in every heart's life that I get to experience. And it is just an honor, even in my struggles, because I'm still a super small business. Nothing is easy, ever, even when you go after
That's
dreams.
True, yeah.
It's harder, right? But even in the hard parts, I exist because I'm going to get up and show up so I can turn around and tell someone else, come on and get up and show up with me. I'm going to shine my light so bright that I inspire someone else that catches my energy to radiate that same energy.
Yes. I mean, you definitely inspire many people. And I have to say also, and I think a lot of people saw it, you did actually a couple of videos in kind of a show where you talked about that, and where you talk actually a lot about different things, especially also for women when it comes to empowerment and business. And you had quite famous guests as well on that show.
Yeah.
So tell people a little bit about that, because that's definitely very impressive.
Well, I was honored to be, when you lead a life of love from here and light from here, great things literally just start to gravitate to you. Like, it just starts to come to you. And my angel, I call her my sister, Jamie Kern Lima, she is a good plug. She's the creator, if anyone hasn't read this book, she's the creator of Believe It.
Yeah.
She created a huge number one makeup cosmetic company, and she defied all these odds, and it was all through the power of believing. I had these Believe bracelets that we fell together. And for her book launch, her loving heart chose me to be one of these wonderful speakers to be on stage with Tony Robbins, Ed Mylett, Brendan Burchard, Mel Robbins, Robin Roberts, like Jenna Kutcher, like all of these, Dean Gracioso, all these wonderful hearts that I couldn't even imagine me being a part of that. And so my message to anyone who's listening is, your God, whoever that God is, has a bigger dream for you.
Yes.
And so all you need to do is follow the positive light and inner whisper and keep showing up and saying yes in the world. And those yeses, even if you don't think you're ready for them, just say yes. You'll get ready.
100%. Yes, definitely. That's the thing what a lot of people also don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you will be ready. You are ready when it happens. And sometimes when you're forced to do things, you'll get it done. Because for whatever reason, that's always how it is in life. When there's pressure on you, or when you're with your back against the wall, then suddenly you function and suddenly it works.
You click in. You click into activation mode. And even
because there's no choice.
Click in and it doesn't go as great. Trust me, it happens every time in business for me. Like, I get an opportunity. I was just telling people about that. Like, I get an opportunity. I'm like, oh, this is the opportunity. and I click in and I'm like, I'm not ready, and I go for it and I feel like I've done my 1000%, and maybe it doesn't pan out exactly the way I feel, the fact that I showed up just took me 1,000,000% more notches than I could ever be in my life. So it's always a win when you show up for yourself.
True, yeah.
You know? Oh, I love the yellow hearts.
Yeah, this Lisa, you are so amazing and are always shining so brightly.
Thank you. I love y'all. Yeah.
But that's definitely true. And yeah, I mean, that's why I think what you did and still do is incredible, because that, I mean, that journey needs to be at least in a book or maybe even in a movie. And I know the guests on that show, that was definitely incredible, because I know, and I think probably many people know, Mel Robbins is very famous with the business talks, and she's incredible. I mean, a lot of people look up to her. And, you know, when a couple of the guests are also with Ed Milet, I mean, I saw that one of the last interviews from Ed Milet where they talked, and it's very powerful. Congrats, first of all, for the things you do, because it's definitely amazing.
You know, Ed Milet. Hi, Laura. I love you. Ed Milet, I love. Jamie and Ed Milet are wonderful friends, and Jamie interviewed Ed for his book launch.
Yes,
Ed
exactly.
Book launch. And Ed Milet's book just launched, so it's called The Power of One More. Oh,
That's
love
definitely
that.
Very
like,
powerful.
I'm so excited. My books yes. are on the way. Get that book. Get this book. Because I think reading is power and fuel for your mind and your spirit, because we're all yes. human. So when you get to read these stories, it starts to connect that, oh, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. Because sometimes yeah. when you see people and they've done these great things, you actually get this distance between you, and you start to think that it's a different person or a human, a supernatural.
You can't do it, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when you open the book up, you start reading their humanness, and you're like, oh, they're just like me. If they can yes. do it, I can do it. That's the whole thing True. Of Valencia True. Key brand. I want you to yes. wear it and surround yourself to say, like, if this... young lady can go from homeless, and the odds were she shouldn't even be here with us, for me wearing her jewelry, then whatever my dreams are, it's possible. Yes. And that book, The Power of One More Step. Like, when you feel like you can't do it anymore, just take one more. Yeah, when you're not definitely. Sure about something, think one more
just
thought. Like,
yeah.
what?
One more call, one more door you knock, one more rep in the gym. It's always like that, because that one more, if you do it every day, it definitely adds up very aggressively, because most people, they always give up. As soon as it's hard, they give up. And that's when you have to come into place and do at least one more. And I think it's extremely powerful. And that's why probably you're so successful and your journey is amazing, because most people cannot imagine how it is being. And that's definitely really rock bottom what you hit, because I don't know if you know Brad Lee, but sometimes he talks about his struggle as well. And he has also, he's a good friend of Ed Milet. And then some people told him, well, how was it for you when you were, when you hit rock bottom? And his worst basically was he was sleeping on the beach. And then he said, well, because it's all about perspective, he said, I never hit rock bottom because I was sleeping on the beach. Some people pay to sleep on the beach, you know, when you
yes.
had nothing.
Yes, I heard that story and I love it so much. It's like, it's perspective of the worst thing that can happen and how you
yes.
shift. It's all here. Like, I know we know it. Everyone tells us it. I get it. Like, but truthfully, this right here is your power. But they're working to me synergistically. That's why I have this necklace called Synergy that I created.
Yeah.
The mind, the heart, and the inner whisper are working synergistically together. And if they start countering each other, you're in turmoil. You're yeah. in disbelief. But when you can allow your heart, your godly whisper, to get up to that mind, because the mind is beautiful, it'll start trying to self-talk you out of things, right? And I believe it's for protection, right? I think
yes.
our mind is a logical thing, right? It's calculating things to doesn't protect you. Right?
Do it's abstract like, things, yeah.
Right. This hurts. Stop doing it. It's not safe, right? You keep failing. Stop doing it. It's not safe. And yes. And so that mind is beautiful. But then when you allow that whisper that's going to come and be like, but I know it to be true because it keeps coming. And then if you talk back to that mind and say, it's okay. Because this destiny is for me. It's for me. We just got to keep going. And then the mind's like, okay, you sure about that? And I'm like, yes, well, I'm sure about it. Keep going. I call it 1 millimeter movements. Like, if you take the smallest step, it's less overwhelming than this big obstacle that you're trying to achieve. That's how I do everything in life. Like, okay, I'm literally just going to write an outline of what I want to do in my life. And I'm going to put it down. I'm not even going to try to work on it. I'm just going to write it and I'm going to walk away. And if you take this pressure off yourself, and I know people are like pounded in hardcore. For me, I can't work under intense pressures of me trying to accomplish something right now. I just want to do it in these millimeter movements that I can digest and allow these millimeter movements to build up. Like if a millimeter is the smallest measurement on a metric ruler, and if you keep doing these small millimeter movements, you wind up getting a ruler at some point.
100%. Yeah, that's true. Definitely. And that's why I think it's so important always to keep going and have a lot of discipline. So tell people a little bit how it was for you to come out of all that strike, because obviously you were a little kid when you decided to do something else. So how was it for you, and how many years did it take actually to have at least a decent life? Because I can imagine you tried to turn it on pretty quick and so really flip everything as soon as possible.
So it's been, you know, nothing in my life has been, I'm 42 years old, just a age disclosure.
Well,
nothing
just for the people to quick. Say, you definitely look 10 years younger, at least maybe even 15, so yeah.
See, that's why you're my new friend. Thank you. Nothing in my life is quick. There's nothing that I've said in my life that has magically happened overnight. There is always obstacles and hurdles in its way. I got into college, so I decided to turn my grades around. And I decided to remove the negative people out my life that were distracting me from that, right? And that's very hard. But you treat, first of all, you teach yourself how to treat yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do this. This is what, and so I'm teaching myself how to treat. And then once I understand how to treat myself, then I teach other people how to treat me. It's been my number one blessing in life. Because if I know how to love myself, and then I teach people how to love me. So I removed some things out of my life so I could focus on school. But then I finally got to college, and then my mother started dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely it.
I just broke the ice. Like, really? My mother started dying. So then I decided, okay, I have a choice right now. Like, I'm in college. I went to Penn State, and it was like an hour, 3 hours away from my mother. And I'm like, I just made it. I just made it almost to my way out, because there's another way. It's another something to see. It's opportunity here. And now my mother's dying. What do I do? You know, and what I knew was that my mother told me to find my life and go after my life. So between focusing on my school and knowing that doing what my mother was to be true, and then going back and forth to school, that was a journey. Barely graduating college by the skin of my teeth, right? Taking 5 years to get out of college, and then sweeping floors in a salon because I decided, oh, I have a degree and a master's degree. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to follow my creative heart. Because when my mother
writes the
test, she gave me these little earrings, and she said, how I got to jewelry is right before my mother passed in my journey, she gave me these earrings, and she said that whenever you can't, I see you shining your light. I see it, and it's so bright, and it's beautiful. And here's some earrings. And they were little. They weren't very inexpensive. And she said, but wear them every day. And when you can't find the light, let them be a visual reminder that the light's within you. Shining, all you have to do is turn it on and shine it.
Yes.
And so that's awesome. That symbolism lives with me. And I start hand sketching jewelry as these symbolisms to just be these reminders. And my valley kept going up and down because I have no money. Mm-hmm. So I'm sweeping floors and I'm trying to get ahead and I'm trying to work and I'm getting no's. And I just keep going. I think it took me to, honestly, by the time I got to about 30 something, I lost my home again. I lost my apartment again because I had to go back to cosmetology school and my friend let me sleep in her child's bed trying to follow my dream. And then I finally got into QVC as a salon stylist. And that is when Jamie, best friend, Jackie found my light because I was styling them. And then Vicky Tsai, she's the founder of Tatcha Skincare. Mm-hmm. And these three women, there's so many other beautiful people in QVC that have lifted me up. But when I start working at QVC, these beautiful women they saw my light and they surrounded me. So there's a power in people, not only you believing in yourself, but there's a power in people believing in you. So if anyone's listening right now, if you can believe in someone, it literally can be life-changing, because I'm a living witness. These hearts took me under their wing and they traveled me around the world with them. And they sat me in rooms that a stylist was never supposed to even be in, business rooms.
That's awesome.
Showed me that it was possible. And that's when my light really started to move through awesome hearts, just lifting me up.
Well, that's definitely incredible. I mean, like I said, your story is amazing and you did it twice and came back. So definitely big respect for you. And I think there will be many more great things in the future happening. Just keep going, keep shining, because I really admire you for all the work and everything you do. I think a lot of people can take many examples and ideas from you, for sure.
Thank you. I love it. I'm grateful to be, you know, my purpose in life is to be just a living symbolism. We're all human.
Yes.
So anything, the symbolism of the Olympia key is, if I can do it, whatever it is, wherever you are, you can do it. And it's not being in a struggle of destituteness. I also have been around wonderful hearts that have wonderful things in life, and they still have other inner whispers that they want to follow, right? And so it's that light of wearing Valencia Key and saying, I'm here and it's really great. And society will probably say that I should be grateful at this right moment and I don't need to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But you still, whatever's in here, go for it. Go again. If it's great, then go to greater. Keep going, keep changing, keep shining. Because when you're doing that, you don't even know who's watching. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for other people, because people see you and it just lifts so many people up when you walk into your dream.
Yes, definitely. And like I said, what you do is very powerful. You're a great role model for many people. Is there anything else you want to say? Maybe some last advices or something you want to promote?
Oh, well, please, I'd love you to follow me on Instagram, Leah Valencia Key, personally, if you just want to hang out with me. I travel a lot, so it's like, where is she at now? Seeing some light and joy. Oh, what yellow piece I have on.
That's awesome.
Valencia Key Design is my jewelry and lifestyle brand. Yep. Follow me on that. And if you're in the States, I'd love for you to order. I have new men's bracelets out, so I finally got my dream of men being able to wear my jewelry. So excited about that. Wear a piece of Valencia Key. And someone just Instagram messaged me right before we talked, and she said, I just want you to know, whenever I'm feeling discouraged and depressed, I look down and hold my Believe ring and my peace bracelet, and I breathe in all of the belief and all of the peace, and I breathe out all of the negativity and chaos, and it centers me back to where my journey is supposed to be. And that's everything I pray for. So that's what I'd love to happen.
Of course, and I think there will be many more great things in the future happening to you, because you definitely deserve it. I really appreciate you for your time, and I hope we will do many more podcasts again.
Please, yes. Yes, thank you. It's an honor. I'm so grateful.
Very welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Very welcome. I appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Leah Valencia, and we talked about her journey from being homeless to building up her own business, what it takes to do that, some tips and advices for the people, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram. If you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms, just type in the Martial Arts Show 2.0 and you will find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.